Did you give her that I'm not Oliver?
I just thought you wanted to set yourself up.
Oh yes, but if you'll give it up, it'll be lovely. In your own time.
We're here to make everything works. Make sure everything works. And then John and Mary are going to be on.
Coming, please remember to pick up any litter that you leave, that you've left before you leave the park, and drive carefully on your way home. Next weekend in Trumansburg, New York, right outside of Ithaca, there's a grassroots music and dance folk festival going on to benefit AIDS work in Ithaca. The money goes towards education, medical bills, things like that. 10,000 Maniacs will be playing with the Horseflies, Dawn of the Buffalo. Many old-time and bluegrass and Caribbean bands. Starts at 4 o'clock next Friday. There's camping available. It's going to last all weekend. So if you would, please come and join us. Thanks.
Is anyone here happy to be from Jamestown?
Do y'all remember that factory called Maddox Stables? Jerry's from Buffalo. Jerry's from Buffalo, that's right. Okay, y'all from Buffalo, remember that little factory called Bethlehem Steel? All right, well, it's the same kind of story. There was a man who worked at Bethlehem Steel or a metal stable for 40 years, doing the same job every single day. But it was a good life, because he put food on the table.
Thank you.
everyone could fall silent for one moment. Ron Cook, are you still here? Ron, if you're here, can you come to the front after this song, please? There you are, okay. Well, what? After this song, come and tell people what you need to tell them, okay? Okay. So because we're so near to Ashford, New York, I think this is the Ashford Hollow. And if you're reading the newspapers lately, you know what's going on here, and Ron wants to tell you something about it.
Alright. Economic gain, $4.2 million in exchange for radioactive waste is totally insane and ludicrous. It makes no sense to take and be bribed by... I just want to thank Natalie, the 10,000 Maniacs, for letting me come up and say that. I thought that was great. Thank you, Natalie.
Contained somewhere. The waste has to be buried somewhere. And I do probably agree that it's not right to ship it all down to poorer states like Alabama, where many of the dumps have been in the past, to keep it within the state. But hopefully, the fact that no one wants to take it will convince us that we have to stop producing it. is a difficult lesson to have learned. It's our inheritance. It's our burden. It's our big problem. And if you don't live in West Valley, just think it's got to be trucked and trained into here somehow. So it'll be passing through your neighborhood on its way here, if it is here.
Hey, Natalie, he wants to go up and sing a song with you or something, I think.
Okay, thank you, and the Outer Circle Orchestra will be next.
Hey,
Full Youth.
Thank you.
they made such a great Pepsi commercial out here. Okay, if there's anyone in the audience that wants to sing Peace Train, they can come up and do it, but I am not singing that song. I dare you, try to come up and sing that song. Okay, here's someone who wants to sing.
Side, Peace Train, right here. Who wants to sing it?
This one wanted to get up there.
He knows the lyrics. Peace Train! He's gunshot.
Well, come on, Tim.
He's shot.
He's actually a performance artist from New York.
He's got to warm up.
Maybe he's a stage shy or something, huh?
Studied under John. Yeah,
let's sing it. Yeah.
Here we go.
Backup vocals.
You'll just go with anyone.
He must be stage shy. That's what it is.
Yeah. It's Tim.
Child kidnapped.
He wants control.
Does he know how to talk?
Well, kind of.
Mommy?
He's like, 12 months old. Well, 14 months old. Maybe not. You know you want to say? Well, he's only about 14 months old. He's been trying to get up there with you all night long. He just wanted to come up and see you, that's all.